Welcome to the Spiritual Lifestylist Podcast. I am Lindsay Lewis. I'm an Akashic Records reader and the Spiritual Lifestylist. Using guidance from the Akashic Records, I teach people how to develop their own spiritual lifestyle through wellness, self-care, and spiritual development tools. Join me here every Thursday where I do an Akashic Records reading for the podcast collective, then on Instagram Live every Tuesday for our spiritual hang where we discuss how we have integrated that message into our lives. Hello and welcome to the Spiritual Lifestylist Podcast. I'm Lindsay, I'm your host, and it's May. Happy May to all of you. I turned 40 on May 1st, and it's all gone uphill from then. It's May 5th, actually, and so far Taurus season has been very good. I know that my last episode was, you know, all about Taurus season, and it's about living that relaxed life, living that luxe life, indulging while also taking a step back. And it's been wonderful. Saturday was a black moon and solar eclipse. It was the first solar eclipse in the whole eclipse season. Our next one coming up, I don't remember the date, but it is a full lunar eclipse. I will talk more about that as we get closer. But the black moon happens when there are two new moons inside 1 month. So what did Saturday mean for all of us? And I'm wondering how you all felt. I know I'm talking about this in the past tense, so I didn't really give you all a chance to get ready for it. But I was in Chicago, and my fiance Dan whisked me away to Chicago. We live in northern Michigan for just a huge celebratory 40th birthday weekend getaway. We saw John Mayer on Friday. We first went to the Blue Man Group on Saturday and then went to Buddy Guy's Blues Club, had tickets there on Saturday, finished the weekend with a gorgeous massage and some energy work on Sunday before heading home. And there were so many. I saw my brother who lives in Chicago and his partner on Saturday for lunch. My sister Lauren and her twins stopped, actually surprised me. Literally on the road, they stopped at a gas station and we pulled in for gas. Of course, I knew nothing about this. They had planned it out with Dan just to give me squeezes for about 5 minutes and be able to wish me a happy birthday on my birthday. It was the best. It was the best. So I'm still kind of beaming and, you know, shining bright from a gorgeous, wonderful birthday weekend, ringing in my 40s in style. But again, that luxe life with a little bit of relaxation. It was a weekend away. We slept in. I took a nap in the middle of the day on Saturday in my hotel while Dan went and explored the city a little bit on his own. We did everything. We ate good food. I'm not a big drinker, but we had some drinks and we saw shows. We saw family. And that, it really is truly what this season is all about. And, you know, we just hustled and hustled and hustled. And now it's kind of a little bit of sitting back and enjoying the fruits of that labor. But don't forget, we still have to get that work on a little bit. But back to the black moon. So new moons are all about fresh starts, new beginnings, right? It's when we just release what is no longer serving us. We let that all go. We let the weight of things that aren't working roll off our shoulders. We lighten up, we brighten up, and we start fresh. And so to have two fresh starts in 1 month is amazing. You would think, you know, okay, so why are we fresh? If, you know, why are we starting fresh if we just did? Well, it's more about that shedding. It's more about letting go of all the stuff that isn't serving us. And I have to tell you, a week or two before that, I was feeling a bit depressed. I was feeling so heavy, so weighed down. I was having a hard time completing tasks, getting my chores done, getting my work done, so many things. And I just, it was really, really hard. And I did the shedding process. I started to think about relationships that weren't serving me, things that were weighing down, ideas and plans that were just doing the opposite of motivating me, quite frankly. And I let it go. And, you know, I always kind of take stock of my life on my birthday. It's the first day of the month. I feel like I start the month fresh. I start it as a kind of a new year for me. I think about where I've come in the last year, where my goals are. How do I feel about myself in my life? How do I feel about my station? Am I meeting my goals? Are there new goals to set? You know, what's going on and where am I going is basically how I kind of start to take stock. And, you know, I'm doing really, really well as far as the goals that I have set. I feel like I'm on a great path. I feel like it's starting to accelerate a bit, which, if I'm being honest, is a little scary, but very exciting all at the same time. And things are just cruising. I'm being very honest with myself. I'm being honest with the way I feel about myself and my health and my relationships and my family and my job, my career, where I want it. How do I feel? I've really, you know, I like to be very diplomatic in my thoughts and my expression of my thoughts. And I've just really, truly been very honest. And it helps me in being that honest and being, I don't want to say critical because I'm not tearing myself down. I am acknowledging areas that need more work and need to have more attention paid, but I'm not getting down. I'm just telling myself like it is. And in doing so, it's helping me to restructure and reorganize my priorities and my goals, or my goals and my priorities to get there. And I'm very, very happy with where I am. And so on Saturday with this second renewal, it was just a second opportunity this month to shed. It was a second opportunity to reprioritize the way that I want to achieve my goals. And it was a way to truly let go of this past year and start fresh on May 1st on my birthday. And it was everything I needed and more. I swear, a weight felt like it was coming off my shoulders. I have felt this different sense of elation and motivation. I have redone my Zen room. I took this huge, it's an antique pie chest to give you an idea of what it looks like. It's big and wooden and has drawers and has doors. And I carried it out of my Zen room across, I call it the courtyard. It's in my backyard. Across this little courtyard in my backyard and into my bedroom door and into my closet. I just carried it out and I redid my whole Zen room. The energy in here feels so good. I purchased a whole seven bowl set of quartz singing bowls for my birthday. And I've been playing that and I've just really kind of re-energized this room and re-energized my closet as I moved things in there with that pie chest. And I've just gotten things done. I have taken the time this week since we got home Sunday evening, and the amount of tasks that I've gotten done, the way that I've really felt so attentive to my clients, and just re-energized everything and shifted has just been so beautiful and so wonderful. And actually, I should say, in doing so, I did set the date Wednesday, May 11th. It's a week from yesterday, is my workshop for my diving deeper into my four pillar method of spiritual living. So it's on my website. I will try to add a link to that in the show notes. And it's going to be about an hour on Zoom. You can sign up for it. Like I said, you can sign up for it on my website. And we're going to dive deeper into what my four pillar method is, how I came about creating it, what the four pillars are, and how you can use them in your life. Not only that, but towards the end, you'll get a chance, an opportunity to work with me one-on-one, for this really, truly beautiful package that I've put together, where we will enter your Akashic Records. You will learn to read your own Akashic Records as part of this one-on-one work, so you can feel enabled to truly work within your purpose. And I will create a unique blueprint for you using the four pillar method based on those goals. So we'll talk about your goals. We will talk about your path so far on your spiritual journey. And I will personally create a unique blueprint to set you on the path for obtaining those goals. And it's wonderful. And you'll have a chance to sign up with me towards the end of that workshop. So I highly encourage you to sign up for the workshop. I hope that you do. There's going to be gifts for everyone that that signs up, and it's going to be wonderful. So it's Wednesday, May 11th at 8 p.m. And if you are receiving this podcast episode after May 11th, still go to my website, which is spirituallifestylist.com, and just go to the four pillar method of spiritual living page on my website. And there's a place where you can sign up to have a one-on-one, an exploratory call where we can talk more about this too. So if you've missed the workshop, don't worry. You can book a call with me and we can talk all about this and talk about whether or not it's a fit to work together. So that is something that I finalized all of that work, and I'm just so excited. I'm excited for you all to be there. I'm excited to work with you all, and I think it's going to be beautiful. On top of that, seeing as though it is my birthday, seeing as though I turned 40, I am offering 40% off my entire website for the month of May. You just have to use promo code MAY. I think I capitalized the M, so capital M-A-Y, and that is on the Apothecary. That's if you want to purchase courses or book a reading with me, do so at 40% off this month. So that's exciting too. So now that we've talked about the astrology, now that we've talked about the dates and all the wonderful things that are coming up, what do you say we enter the records and see what the Akashic Records for the Collective have for us today? And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth as it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us. O Holy Spirit of God, protect me from all forms of self-centeredness and direct my attention to the work at hand. Help me to know the Spiritual Lifestylist podcast community in the light of the Akashic Records. To see the Spiritual Lifestylist podcast community through the eyes of the Lords of the Records. And enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Spiritual Lifestylist podcast community have for them. The records are now open. With the strike of a match, bright, sparkling flame appears swiftly, burns brightly, and tends to disappear at almost the same speed. A quick flash and it's gone. If it's used correctly, though, that flame ignites another vessel, allowing its bright light to carry on longer. to be enjoyed by yourself and others in many ways. From a small, unassuming candle flame, an element on the stove, a bonfire in the woods, to a firework in the sky, one quick flame has great power. What burns inside of you? What soft embers are begging to burn brightly? What torch are you carrying for others? What lights just enough space for you? Think about this. Journal it. Be as detailed as you can be and make a plan for the world to experience your light. Honor what you keep for yourself. Strike that match and send your luminosity into the world. And whatever you do, don't let it dull your shine. I would like to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their love and compassion. I would like to thank the lords of the Akashic Records for their point of view. And I would like to thank the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed, amen. The records are now closed, amen. The records are now closed, amen. This message goes so greatly with what I was just talking about, with new beginnings, setting goals, and prioritizing what you want your life to look like in the future, whether that is in 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months, or 6 years from now. How do you want your life to play out? What are your goals? Where are you on your path to achieving those goals? What little detours do you need to make to get back on the right path? Or what detours have you made that have you off that path, wondering how the heck to get back on it? We have choices every day in life. Sometimes it may seem as though there isn't a right answer, and sometimes there isn't. Sometimes there's the best answer and not a right answer. But it's always important to go back to our goals, to go back to our priorities, to go back to what our soul purpose is here on earth in this life. Having the opportunity to constantly reflect and taking the time to constantly reflect is very, very powerful. It's a very powerful tool to use in your life. I love that it says, what burns inside of you? What soft embers are begging to burn brightly? What torch are you carrying for others? What lights just enough space for you? Think about it, journal it, be as detailed as you can be, and make a plan for the world to experience your light. But honor what you keep for yourself. This is so beautiful because, you know, I've said many, many times, you have to fill your cup before you can, you know, let it overflow for others. You cannot work from an empty cup. So I love that it says, you know, what little light do you hold just for you inside? What is something that you truly enjoy for you? What is that hobby? What is that passion? You know, is it a creative something like painting or singing or something along those lines or cooking? Or do you do things for others? What do you want to have that the world can see? Is this a hobby that you've kept inside that you want the world to see? Is this a new business venture? Is this a YouTube or TikTok channel that you want, you know, others to be able to enjoy too, for the whole world to see? You know, the best thing about where we are with technology these days is you don't have to have much in order to share your light with the world. And again, this is what we, how we choose to prioritize, how we prioritize our goals and how we're going to achieve them. Do we want to take this hobby of ours, this little light that we've been burning only for ourselves, but want to share more with the world? You know, what if we are ready to share it with the world, but don't have much? You can make a TikTok. You can make a YouTube channel. You can record yourself doing these hobbies, send them out and give, you know, make a free landing page on a free website and let people buy it from you or order it from you or pay you to do it for them. You know, these are ways to assign goals. If you want to prioritize that goal or, you know, prioritize your way to achieving that goal, you may say, okay, I have $500 to launch this business. I need $400 in material. So then you buy the $400 in materials or the $450 in materials, and you take that extra $50 or $100 after you have created an ad or created a video of you doing that, and spend the rest on advertising to get your word out. What ways are you going to let the world see your, you know, see your flame? Are you going to send the firework up into the sky and let it explode with such force and beauty for people to take in and be in awe of and want more of and receive that message and find the source of that firework? You being the source, of course. This is such a wonderful, wonderful message. It's such a great time. We've just started this new beginning. We've just gone through this black mood. We've shed, we've reorganized, and we have started fresh. Now we're going to strike that match with that quick, fresh start. And we're going to either watch that match burn quickly and be out, or we're going to light a candle. And from there, we're going to set a fire to the fireplace. And from there, we're going to do a bonfire outside. And from there, we're going to be that Olympic torch carried all around the world and set aflame for the whole world to see. And not just for 2 weeks, but forever. With the strike of a match, bright, sparking flame appears swiftly, burns bright, and tends to dissipate or disappear at almost the same rate. A quick flash and it's gone. But if it's used correctly, though, that flame ignites another vessel, allowing its bright light to carry on longer, to be enjoyed by yourself and others in many ways. Take this time. Take this next, you know, I don't even know. Take the next moon cycle, if you will, or beyond, and make a plan and take the quarter moon, take the full moon, and allow things to truly come to fruition. Start with a new beginning, wax and wane, become full, and let your fire, let that small flame burn brightly. For me, I am using this time. I use the creative new moon energy, black moon energy, to truly refresh and restart my passion in finally launching this workshop that I've been talking about for so long. May 11th is the date. I am sharing this flame with the world, whoever wants to come to this workshop and beyond. And not only am I using this time in this one workshop to let my light be shown in form of my four-pillar method for spiritual living, I have created that landing page on my website. You can go to spirituallifestylist.com. You can click on four-pillar method for spiritual living on that page, open it up, read all about it, and then book a free call with me where we will discuss how we can work together and ignite your flame as well. We can make this world burn brightly in the most elevated, highest frequency, most beautiful way. To shed a little light on the dark world that we seem to be living in right now. We can let this one spark illuminate the world in a positive, beautiful, beautiful way. And that is a great example of how you can use your gifts, you can use your flames, or you can also make sure to honor yourself by keeping your small flame just for you. You can keep it private, you can honor it, you can love it, or you can set it free. I'm going to close this podcast episode with that thought today. I encourage you all to jump on a call, to sign up for that workshop, be part of what I'm creating, and let's work together to help to achieve your goals, to make a unique blueprint for setting your spark free and lighting the way for the world to find you as well. And while we're at it, make sure to take that 40% off this month. Use code MAY, capital M-A-Y, to get 40% off a reading. Purchase some of the spiritual development tools in the apothecary and learn to read your own Akashic records in some of the courses. There's a lot on that website. I'm constantly changing it. I'm updating it. It's beautiful. Check it out. SpiritualLifestylist.com. Have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next week.